Author's note. All characters depicted are 18 years of age or older. When I was a teenager, we lived in a condominium complex with very, very thin walls. Not only could I hear my parents having sex, my girlfriends and I labeled my mother Lassie. Think Kim Cattrall in Porky's. But my room happened to be right next to the neighbor's bedroom. My mother was loud, yes, but all she really did was moan a lot. There were no real words, not even a yes or oh God, just lots of feminine noise. My neighbors, on the other hand. The funny thing is, she was the most straight-laced, buttoned-down, uptight woman on the face of the planet by day. She was my best friend Sarah's mother, the woman who insisted we take our shoes off the moment we walked in the door, who required coasters under every glass, and who took down and washed her curtains twice a week. She was tall, thin. She had short blonde hair and bright blue eyes behind sensitive 80s glasses. She wasn't what anyone would really consider a sexual powerhouse. At night, however, Mrs. L. turned into an animal. This was the woman who taught me, at a rather young age, and of course unbeknownst to her, how to talk dirty. Really, really dirty. The sound of the headboard against the wall usually woke me up, a rhythmic kind of pounding. I knew exactly what the bed looked like, where it was placed. I could even imagine Mrs. L., naked and spread wide, Mr. L. towering between her legs. I have to admit, the thought excited me. Mr. L. always had a ready smile. He liked to tease us girls. And once, I'd been spending the night over there and had walked by their bedroom on the way to the bathroom, and I saw him snoring away, covers thrown off, his cock standing straight up, hard as a rock. It wasn't Mr. L. I heard, though. It was Mrs. L. telling him what to do.
Come on. Fuck me harder. That's it. Ream that hot, wet little cunt.
I told you it was dirty. My face flushed in the darkness, but the ache grew between my legs as I listened. I couldn't believe it was Mr. and Mrs. L. on the other side of that wall, running together on their bed in total abandon.
Give me that big dick. Come on. Ah, God, that's so good.
The fire that spread through my body at those words was so hot I thought I'd explode. I couldn't help touching myself. My pussy begged for it, and I gave in, pulling my nightgown up, my panties aside. I was wet already, just from listening. My fingers slid easily between my slit, parting the soft red pubic hair there, searching in the darkness for my throbbing clit. It always thrilled me when I heard him, too. Mostly it was just her, but sometimes I heard him growl or grunt something low and, oh, so hot. Get on your knees, bitch. Suck it, suck it. Then I wouldn't hear anything for a while, but I didn't stop rubbing. The delicious sensation growing between my thighs as I tweaked my nipples the way I could. I strained to hear something, anything. Trying to imagine Mrs. L. on her knees like he told her, sucking his cock. I'd had a cock in my mouth before. I knew what it felt like. The insistent thrust, the tangy taste of pre-cum.
Oh, God, yes!
Her voice rose, grew closer somehow, and I arched toward the wall, my fingers buried in my wetness.
You like me bent over for you, baby? You like fucking me like a dog?
The heat of her words made me want to hide my face in the pillow, but my fingers work faster, harder under the covers.
That's it. Don't stop. Oh, God. Don't you fucking stop. You're gonna make me come over that big, hard tool.
Mrs. L was a slut. A naughty, dirty whore. She said so herself.
Fuck your little whore. Fuck her till she comes.
I heard him groan, long and low, and that made me twist and buck on my little twin bed, hearing her finally lose her words, lost in her orgasm, just moaning with it now, over and over and over. My climax found theirs, and I came to, whimpering and shoving my hips up to meet the wet thrust of my own fingers, shuddering with pleasure as the sound of their coupling began to fade. I always had a hard time looking them in the eye the day afterward. Of course, they didn't know I'd heard, and I never said anything. But they sure taught me a lot, late at night, after everyone else was asleep.